You mentioned it, Tommy, but it's worth noting again, the crowd tonight for this home opener is truly amazing. I don't remember ever seeing this many people. I mean, from the band to the cheerleaders to the fans to the student section, I mean, it is full out here. As we begin our national anthem.
For the playing of our national anthem, followed by the Huntley School Song.
Of our nation's song there by the Huntley Red Raiders band as the teams gather in and have their final message as the school song rings through the stadium. Tommy, do you still remember the chant for the Raiders? I don't.
I remember H-U-N-T-L-E-Y, but that's the only one I remember.
Well, I hope so.
H-U-N-T-L-E-Y.
I'm glad you remembered how to spell your hometown. I'm glad for that, Tommy.
I used all 10 of my brain cells for that, Anthony. All 10.
Opening kickoff as we tick down to about 3 minutes to game time as the special teams units huddled up before taking the field. We will let you know who won the coin toss momentarily as both teams break their huddles and take the field. It looks like Huntley will be kicking off from right to left. As Mason Wotas gets ready to tee it up.
The kickoff team's gonna wanna stay in their lanes, make sure that they get to the ball, make sure that they break down the tackle. Don't get juked out and don't let the guy go to the house.
Back to return for McHenry, number 1, Jacob Zarek, and number 32, Dylan Drumheller, as the kick is off and we are underway in Huntley, Illinois. As Drumheller takes it, he is stopped at the 20, and Huntley's fired up as the defense will come out onto the field.
Yeah, again, this Huntley defense is going to want to set the tempo for the offense here. Again, last week they had 2 turnovers, 2 fumbles from the same guy, but 1 for a touchdown. They're going to want to do that again.
Look to jump to an early start.
Looks like they're going to be playing a 3-4 defense right here. 3 linemen, 4 linebackers. It looks like 2 inside linebackers, 2 outside linebackers, free safety, strong safety, and 2 cornerbacks here.
As McHenry lines up at the 21. Under center, handoff up the middle, and it's stopped for a short gain. Tackle made by number 10, CJ Philippek. the defensive end for the Raiders.
He was headed towards that B gap, but again, that linebacker, like you said, met him in that gap, made sure that he couldn't get more than a couple yards.
And the quarterback for McHenry, Dominic Caruso, breaks the huddle and gets under center with number 11, Zachary Menis, split out wide, and the handoff to the left side, still churning past the 30 and down to the 31 for a McHenry first down.
He just kept moving his legs, and at that point, good gravity, you keep moving your legs, people can't bring you down. It's very difficult to bring you down when you're moving your legs like that.
McHenry up to the line relatively quickly and spread it out with two receivers to the bottom of the field out right and one receiver up top. As Caruso takes the snap, hands it back up the middle, and there he goes, James LaRose down the left sideline, and it looks like a fumble as the Raiders pick it up. And another fumble. The fumble was recovered by Deshaun Manning, and then Manning fumbles it at the 40, and it looks to be recovered by McHenry. So after fumbles by McHenry at the Huntley 40, Manning runs it back to the McHenry 40, fumbles it, and that is going to be a first down for McHenry on what was only a 5-yard net gain.
I'm flabbergasted right now. I can't believe what I just saw. He made a great play down the field, picked up the fumble, ran it 20 yards, fumbled again. Again, what we were talking about before they gained that turnover battle, it looks like it's 1-1 in that category.
Yeah, we might as well just call those offsetting, as it ends up in a net 5-yard gain for McHenry. As Quentin Kintoff comes in motion, handoff to the running back LaRose. He's down the left sideline again and tackled just short of the first down, a 9-yard gain for LaRose. Second and two from the 48. As McHenry will huddle up. Caruso back under center, I formation behind him, turns and hands to the right. That's Jonathan Thomas breaking tackles and skirting ahead for what looks to be close for a first down. Will depend on the spot. Looks to be about a yard short. Now third and one at the 50, just short of the 50.
So I'm guessing that McHenry did some note-taking, watched some film from last week, and saw that they had a good running game against us, and it's hard for the Huntley defense to stop that run game. So they're going to continue running that ball and see if they can take advantage against this defense.
Caruso in the pistol with Drumheller behind him for this third and one. Two Warriors go in motion right to left. Caruso takes the snap. And he pulls it himself and dives forward for a yard. And that is going to be a McHenry first down at the 50.
They tried to pull the old switcheroo there, and it looked like it worked against the Huntley defense. Went for the fake handoff, decided to take it himself for the run. Nice QB draw up the middle.
Fresh set of downs for the Warriors as Caruso's back in shotgun. Drumheller behind him in the pistol, motions to his left. Caruso takes the snap, looks left, fires, and that catch is made by Jared Zarek as he is pulled down for a first down up to the 41-yard line, second and short.
He just ran a nice little curl route right there. There was no one covering him when he ran that curl route, so it was a wide open pass for that quarterback.
McHenry driving down the field as Caruso takes the shotgun snap, looks left, fires quickly but broken up. A nice play by the safety Zach Garifo.
That was huge by the DB. Get himself involved early, setting the tone for the rest of the game.
They looked for the short, quick out route again, but that one was sniffed out by Garfio. About the same play as last time for the Warriors. Huntley with two high safeties, with their free safety James Lang covering the slot receiver as they motion to Tripps right. The read option, Caruso takes the feed and he dives forward to about the 40. It's going to depend on the spot, but it looks like they are going to mark it a first down for McHenry. So a fresh set of downs on a third and one.
It looked like numerically out there, Anthony, that McHenry had more guys in the box, more bodies to push their guy forward, and Huntley just didn't have enough people there to stop him.
Yeah, McHenry overloaded that right side, and Caruso decided to pull it and run to the short side and get that yard. As Drumheller motions to the right of the quarterback, Caruso drops back, and he takes off immediately, slides down to about the 39-yard line. A late slide there by Caruso. No penalty on the tackle from Arvidsson.
He got a nice 7 yards there, Anthony, because there was nobody in the middle of the field. He saw that there was wide open space, decided to pull the draw, ran for a cool 7 yards.
Yeah, defensive ends Ben Wiley and C.J. Filipek made their way up the field quickly on that play, but Caruso tucking it and running up the middle. As Caruso takes the snap, hands it off to Drumheller, who makes a nice cut at the 35, but he's brought down for no gain.
Dylan Drumheller on the carry, brought down for the Raiders. Number 50, Ben Wiley.
Now third and four from the 34-yard line. This is where the Red Raider defense needs to make a stand, as it's going to force McHenry into a long field goal, but we'll see what Caruso has in store on this third down. Takes the shotgun snap, fires down the left sideline, but way overthrown. Intended for the receiver, Tegan Panarese. As that'll bring up a fourth and four. What do you do here, Tommy?
With this, themselves this far down the field in the opponent's territory, fourth and four, I'd go for it.
Yeah, I agree. With the ball being at the 34, that makes it like a 51-yard field goal. And I'd love to see you find a kicker that can make it from 51 in high school. So
that guy's going D1 if he is.
Absolutely. So the McHenry offense will stay on the field. LaRose motions up to the left of Caruso. And we have a whistle before the snap. Looks like a timeout. The referees will talk it over. This is a big play if this is going to be an offensive penalty here.
And the flag, does fly.
Yeah, flag comes out, and the refs are going to walk it back 5 yards and pin the Warriors back to the 41-yard line. Now, does this change what McHenry does now with it being fourth and nine?
It's looking like their punt team or their field goal units coming in onto the field.
Yeah, definitely the punt team with them being backed up to the 39-yard line. Punter looking to pin the Raiders back inside the 20 to force that offense into a long drive. The snap, he bobbles it, and it just gets it off. Might have been tipped as it bounces at the 25 and rolls. Stops at about the 14-yard line is where the Red Raiders offense will take over.
That was a beautiful, beautiful jump by our defenders, making sure that they try to get their hands to that ball, tip the ball, or get to the punter himself before he can let it fly.
Yeah, lots of pressure. A fortunate bounce for the Warriors as that ball bounced about 15 yards closer to the Red Raiders goal line. Backing them up is Sam DeLegio, the quarterback for the Raiders, opens up in shotgun with Hayden Jahnke, the big running back, to his right.
Looks like we're three wide right now.
Yep, Connor Ardell there in the slot. with both the Witt brothers, Jacob and Josh, split out wide. As Ardell motions left to right, hand off to Hayden Jenke up the middle for it looks to be about a yard. That's going to bring up second and nine. As we approach, as we get under 6 minutes here in the first quarter, still 0-0. As the Red Raider offense moves quickly, DeLegio back in shotgun, hands it off to Jenke as he powers forward for about another yard or two. Now it's third and long after back-to-back running plays.
Yeah, they're trying to get the running game going here early, but it's they're struggling to find the space and the gaps to get Jenke going for a long one.
As Walker motions left to right, DeLegio rolls out right. And that pass is complete to Walker for a Red Raider first down, the first one of the game for the Raiders offense.
Looks like they only had two wide receivers out there on that play.
A little jet motion from Bryce Walker. As we mentioned in the pregame, get him in open space, let him use his speed. DeLegio takes the shotgun snap and hands off to Hayden Jenke, who powers. He keeps those legs moving, and he's down the field. And he is down to the 45-yard line. A powerful run there on first down for Jenke.
They always say third time's the charm. That was his third attempt. Belted off a nice one.
A big play there. Gets the Raiders close to midfield as DeLegio takes the snap, hands to Jenke again, puts his head down and barrels forward for another five. Place that right at the 50.
Number 34, Hayden Jenke on the carry, good for 5 yards. Second by Huntley from midfield.
Second and five as we approach the 4 minute mark. In this first quarter, another shotgun snap and a handoff to Jenke as he splits the gap and falls forward for another first down to the 41-yard line.
Each time he's belting off a nice one like that, that just gains confidence. He must be feeling high and mighty right now, knowing that he's able to just take off like that, make people miss, split the gaps, and get a nice game.
Saw the McHenry defense struggle against the run last week, and they're going to try to exploit that again this week as Hayden Jenke is tackled for a loss. Actually, no gain. No gain as he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. But 460 yards allowed on the ground for McHenry last week. They're going to try to run the brakes off of Hayden tonight.
Well, they've only passed one. Oh!
And the hard count by DeLegio gets the whole entire Warriors D-line to jump off sides. That's going to jump him up 5 yards to the 36. Now second and five.
They were flipping and fumbling out there. Flipping and stumbling.
DeLegio in shotgun. Hands off. Fake handoff to Jenke as he flips out right to Ardell, who finds a seam down the right sideline and gets another first down for the Raiders down to the 21-yard line.
And you can hear the reaction from the fans. They were pleasantly happy with what just transpired out on the field.
A 14-yard gain for Ardell sets up first and 10. DeLegio fakes the handoff and reverses field right and manages to pick up about five. He made do with what was there for him. So there wasn't much of a lane. As goes back to Jenke up the middle, still keeping those feet moving as he's down to about the 10.
And you said at our keys of the game, DeLegio, he can run the one. He's known for taking off with his feet, and you saw it right there. He's not afraid to run it.
Yeah, two rushing touchdowns in the ball game last week for DeLegio. And And Janky gets the first down on the last play, and that brings up first and goal from the 10. Delegio in shotgun, Janky to his right, Ardell in motion. Hands off to Janky up the middle. Powerful runner Janky is as he gets down to the 7.
Loving how Huntley's just taking their time right now. You know, there's no pressure on the guys. They just know what they have to do. They're taking their time, making sure that they're doing their assignments correctly, and going out there and having a good time doing their assignments and getting the job done.
Exactly what Coach Namola was looking for. Control the tempo early as a handoff fake, and Delegio rolls out and with the McHenry off defense right in his face, he just throws it at the feet of his receiver, number 18, Will Kenner, the tight end.
Yeah, this isn't the, what is it, it's called soccer? Yeah, it's not soccer out there. This is American football. He's not supposed to be kicking it on offense.
A smart play by Delegio to not force anything as it's now third down from the 7. As McHenry jumps again, no flag though. The hard count got the defensive line to move, but no flag was thrown as the Raiders will get the play from the sideline and now call a timeout. One of those situations where they're just looking to get them off sides.
It looked like it worked out there. I am no official, I am no referee, but it did look like it worked.
Here, a 3rd and 8 from the 8, so a long 8 to go. Nowhere else to go but the end zone. Looking to pick up 5 yards. 3rd and 3 from the 3 looks a lot different than 3rd and 8. As the Huntley offense will try to go over what they want to try to put to use to get into the end zone. Maybe bring out a little extra beef and a power run here, Tommy, you think?
Well, they're setting the tempo with Janky. I'm wondering if they're just going to go straight back to the run game with him.
Josh Witt set out left. Bryce Walker in the slot down left as well. And up at the top, you got Ardell in the slot and Jacob Witt out wide. Hayden Janky to Delegio's right in the shotgun. Walker goes in motion. Stutter step. He's open in the flat, but Delegio's throw is low. Walker was unable to pull it in as it's now 4th and 8.
Yeah, he definitely tried to make it look like a catch, finesse it a little bit, hope the ref didn't see it and make the play. But unfortunately, he did drop the ball. It looks like they're going.
As the Raiders bring out their
kicking team. 8 linemen down there, getting the field goal unit going, hoping to turn this into a one possession game.
31-yard attempt for Mason Wotas. Snap, and the kick is up, and it is good as the Raiders get on the board first at the 1:48 mark in the first quarter as the Raiders go up 3-0.
It's a real power move out there for a kicker to be wearing the number 97. But as you can see, he's out there repping that number with great effect, scoring that field goal to put Huntley up 3-0.
An entertaining first quarter so far as we saw a play with 2 fumbles, 1 by each side, some big rushes. You can tell right away from the beginning that the Raiders are going to look to establish that run game and wear down this Warriors defense.
I feel like it's just going to be a ground game from both teams. We saw that that McHenry likes to run the ball as well, especially to the left side. But they're probably going to try to establish that again on this drive.
Back deep for the Warriors, Dylan Drumheller and Jacob Zarek. As Wotas tees it up and gets ready to send it deep. Student section's got the twinkle fingers out for the kick. And it's off. A nice corner kick by Wotas backs Drumheller up to the 5 as he takes it down the right sideline, breaks a couple of tackles, and is brought down a nice tackle at the 27-yard line where the Warriors offense was set up shop.
Yeah, he just stayed in his gap there, overran him a little bit, but then turned around, made the play.
McHenry's offense taking a little extra second or two in the huddle as they run out onto the field.
Huntley's still using the 3-4 formation. Those linebackers, especially the outside linebacker on the right, he's making sure to make his voice heard.
Drumheller to the left of Caruso as the play is blown dead before the snap. False start. That's going to back up the McHenry offense 5 yards.
You know, there is one thing that we haven't talked about yet. We did talk about the turnover battle, but we didn't talk about the penalty battle. It's looking like there's a couple of penalties that have been called against McHenry that could affect the game in the long run.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Tommy. Who can play the most disciplined football? You know, that's another indicator usually of the scoreboard. As Caruso fakes the handoff, looks deep left, and that play is, oh, the ball is dropped by Simiesco, maybe? Who is that out there?
It was launched straight up into the air, lob pass, straight through his hands. Don't know what he was thinking there.
A tough play for Tegan Panarci as he had to cut in front of the corner, Liam Manning, but he was unable to haul it in as it hits his chest and drops harmlessly to the turf. Second and 15 for McHenry. As Caruso hands to the right, and Drumheller fumbles it, and it's picked up at about the 41-yard line by the McHenry offense, and there's a flag on the field. Drumheller with a solid run of about 13 yards, but he coughs it up.
The Huntley defense just has to keep poking their hands in there, getting the ball loose, but take advantage of those fumbles, recover them, and get the offense back out of the field. This is the second time where they haven't taken advantage of that fumble.
Already two fumbles from Drumheller out of the backfield, but luckily for the Warriors, Zach Meneses there on the spot to recover, and it looks like it's going to be a 15-yard penalty on the Raiders. So it's going to be a first and 10 from the 43-yard line for the Warriors. A big swing of events for the Warriors. Caruso in the shotgun, two receivers to his left. He fakes the handoff and pulls it himself. He's running right. He's carrying defenders down to about the 24.
Yeah, we saw 88 there. He had a pull block. He made sure to do the most out of that. Led the way for that guy to pick up some yardage and end up getting the first down.
As we have another flag on the field, and it looks like the players are coming back. Looks to be an offensive penalty.
And this is why the student section is so much fun. The chant was just sung by the McHenry fans from across the way. And as you can hear, the Huntley fans return the chant and return the favor.
That's going to be a hold on the offense. So a 10-yard penalty is going to bring that run back. And that's a spot foul. So now the McHenry offense looking at a first and very long from their own 48-yard line. So now it is first and about 38. They've got a long way to go.
Yeah, they've been running it a lot. Let's see if they decide to switch it up and go with a pass here.
We've seen a couple of deep balls testing Manning down the left sideline, but they stay on the ground with Drumheller. So he falls forward for maybe about a yard and a half, still shy of the 50-yard line.
The defense is making sure that they're running towards the ball, making sure that they're doing their job by breaking down the tackle, not letting the guy get past him again like that's been happening so far in the game.
And I apologize. That was a first and 20, not a first and 38. So with the one-yard gain, it's going to bring up a second and 19 for McHenry as the first quarter runs out of time as the Raiders lead 3-0 as we flip sides of the field.